Good morning. Welcome to our September 8th edition. I'm Sarah, with Eric and Lily. Today, a major global study on AI and learning, a cyber incident shutting down an entire district, a contested AI classroom pilot, and a $17 billion Meta settlement. Eric, start with the OECD research.
The OECD's PISA 2025 study surveyed over 760,000 15-year-olds across 91 education systems. 46% use AI chatbots for learning weekly. Notably, students using AI for specific schoolwork averaged about 20 points lower in science than non-users.
Crucially, this is observational data, right? It doesn't prove the AI caused that drop.
Exactly. No causation is established. But frequent users who were taught to evaluate AI output performed slightly better. The catch? Access to that instruction favored more affluent students. The risk isn't just AI. It's an emerging equity gap in verification skills.
Schools have to pair access with explicit instruction in critical evaluation and productive struggle, or learning divides will widen. In Springfield, Massachusetts, all public schools closed today and canceled after-school activities after a cyber incident disrupted systems needed for essential operations. Staff and students were told to stay off district networks and district-issued laptops while investigators assess the scope.
When district networks drop, attendance, communications, and scheduling collapse instantly. A cyber incident isn't just an IT glitch. It's an operational emergency. Districts must have tested offline fallbacks ready before systems go dark.
Springfield is also launching a contested AI classroom experiment. What is happening at Kiley Prep? A 25-student sixth-grade class is piloting an Alpha School model adaptation with 2 hours of individualized computer learning daily. A licensed veteran teacher remains in the room. Families may opt out, and expansion depends on interim achievement, engagement, and teacher feedback.
But the local teachers' union issued a cease and desist letter, calling the pilot rushed. While opt-outs and teacher presence are included, the union wants proof of labor consultation and evidence before scaling vendor models.
It's the central question facing districts. Can leaders establish labor buy-in and evidence before rolling out adaptive platforms?
Boston is taking a very different route by focusing directly on educators. Boston Public Schools trained 25 secondary educators across 25 schools as AI educator ambassadors. They will meet monthly, test classroom approaches, and release open source curriculum by June. The district is also building grades 7 through 12 AI literacy benchmarks to evaluate learning, not just tool usage.
That aligns with PISA's lesson. Teach verification, don't just roll out software. Yet, vendor expansion continues rapidly. OpenAI announced ChatGPT for Teachers is expanding to 55 more school systems, over 100,000 additional staff across 20 states.
That pushes OpenAI's reach past 300,000 educators across more than 100 K-12 organizations. They also introduced a common privacy framework across 16 states, with workspace data excluded from model training by default.
A shared privacy framework reduces procurement friction, but districts still must review contracts, ensure data minimization, and verify actual instructional value.
Policy is formalizing too. Maryland's Frederick County Board holds a first reading Wednesday on policy requiring AI to support, not replace, teacher judgment, covering privacy, safety, equity, and ongoing advisory oversight.
That shift from informal guidance to binding policy and public oversight is becoming the standard.
Finally, a major legal settlement. Meta and 52 states and territories reached a $17 billion agreement. It includes youth protections, muting Facebook and Instagram notifications from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on school weekdays, and a default 2-hour daily limit requiring parental permission to change.
Some states are considering directing settlement funds toward phone-free schools
mental health, and after-school programs. That could turn legal penalties into support for reducing digital distraction. These settlement terms and funding ideas are still proposals, not nationwide mandates yet, but our through line today is clear. Whether in PISA's research, Springfield's dual challenges, Boston's ambassadors, or Frederick County's policy, tech initiatives require verified skills, sound governance, and offline fallbacks before scaling. That's our show for Tuesday, September 8th, 2026. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.